الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. This is a very common surah, and most of our namazes we read this surah, but we read it because it is a short surah, and the meaning of it, perhaps we don't really reflect on it. The meaning of it is such that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that if no other ayat, no other surah was revealed in the Quran Sharif, only this was also enough for the guidance of mankind. So definitely subject matter is so great, may Allah give us tawfiq to ponder about it. Allah started the surah wal asr with time. And time we should also think is the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And to create time, that is what power a person must have. What intent? Allah ta'ala is khallaqi azim, khallaqi alim. Allah ta'ala's knowledge is so great, Allah's qudrat is so great, that Allah ta'ala has created something like time. And time is in which we are born, time is in which we die, time is in which great historical events take place. It's all in time. And it is Allah ta'ala who created time. And another great ni'mat and favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the measurement of time. That we have got 365 days or 365 days Islamic, the lunar calendar, and we've got 31 days, 29 days in a month. We have got 4 weeks in a month, 12 months in a year, 24 hours, all this time. We say program is going to be at 7:30. If there wasn't this time, then how could we arrange this program? If there wasn't a measurement of time. So time is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the thing is, if we don't make qadr of time, we don't appreciate time, time and tide waits for no man. It's just moving all the time. Like for example, we made our Maghrib namaz. If we made our Maghrib namaz and whichever quality we made, but that Maghrib we will never get back in our time, in our life. The Maghrib of what today which we made, tomorrow's Maghrib is separate. But this Maghrib is different. Today's Isha we're going to make, it won't come a second time in our lives. So Allah tabarak ta'ala give us tawfiq to make qadr of time. And Allah Ta'ala has given everyone a fair amount of time. So in this time, we should try and appreciate. And then Allah Ta'ala makes a very great statement. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ. That man is at loss. It is a general statement for all. But then Allah makes the exclusion, إِلَّا, besides those people. So either if we connect it with time, of people who don't make qadr of time, those people are at a loss. If we don't appreciate time, for example, a person's childhood, and in childhood, that is the time to learn character, to character molding, and habits, to be able to speak the truth, to be honest, to be good, etc. Really, that is in childhood. Today, unfortunately, we live in a Western society in which children are destroyed in the childhood. In the childhood, with all today, small little children have got their phones, have got their gadgets, etc. And this cause, and they scream, and they put up a tantrum if they take away their gadget from them, or their phone from them. And so that is complete. And today, unfortunately, we who are sitting here, myself first, we haven't got an idea what is the Islamic way of bringing up children. that how those children are supposed to be brought up from childhood, what characteristics, what habits they must be. So that is that time of the childhood. In fact, before that, on one occasion, we were in Durban, and a little boy of 8 years, he read Quran Sharif on the minbar. And the masjid was full to capacity, in which there were many ulama and huffaz. But without any fear or anything, he read so well. And he read correctly everything. Afterwards, I asked his father, what do you think that an 8-year-old boy, how come he has achieved this? His father reflected a little bit, and then he told me that when his mother was conceiving him, then she used to read 15 suparas of Quran Sharif a day. So that had an effect. So even before birth, the nurturing of the child starts already. And then at birth time, today we have all what parties we have when a child is born. People must bring presents and give presents, etc. All so many things we have. The clothing we put on the child. Like somebody said, that we live like the kuffar and we make dua to die like the sahaba. It doesn't work like that. So our children also, we bring them up in this rotten way. And then we have hope from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they must become shining stars. And the names also we give them names also, beautiful names with good meanings and inshallah with good intentions also. But in most cases we spoil those names. We don't call them by those names also. And we don't make an effort for them to live up to their name. So a man is in a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The first quality, if we connect it to the back of this, the front of the ayah, those people are not in a loss, those people who brought iman. Iman is a great, great asset and a great quality that we have to develop. Okay? Today, who of us think of building our iman? And in fact, islah also, Allah give me tawfiq first. The main thing, Allah, wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan. In the body, there is a piece, there is a mudgha, a piece of meat. It's and mudgha, it gives a inna fil jasadi. Jasad is the body. And mudgha is a small piece of flesh. So it gives you an idea that a small piece of flesh is very small. But that small piece of flesh controls the whole body. If that small piece of flesh is good, the whole body is good. It is the headquarters. If the headquarters are right, everything else will be right. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And if that small piece of flesh is bad, everything. So the thing is the iman, that flesh, that piece of wood, to make islah of the heart, that we don't give much attention to. We give attention which is very important. Like mashallah Maulana has explained about the looking after the eyes, looking after the tongue, the ears, all the other things, pride, jealousy. But all this is dependent on the heart. If the heart is fixed up, all these things also get fixed up. And if we look at everything one part separately, and we try and correct that, that is also an approach, and which is also good. But the thing is, the heart has to be. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And to understand this easily, one beautiful example that is given, that we all know what is fishing. And people, there are many, maybe sitting amongst us also, keen fishermen. And when you go and fish, you throw your line into the water, and then you've got your hook at the end, and more normally, perhaps, you have got a worm around that hook of yours. So a small little fish who is inexperienced still, like today, those still like at school, young girls, young boys, at universities, and they see the temptation, and all the temptation which is put out today in schools, university, adolescents, what things, like in what in the Ash'ar, the temptations of this dunya, all those things are there. So they want to go and eat of that. And if a person, the old type of fish, and the religious type of fish in the sea, metaphorically I'm speaking. So they say that, what you call it, don't go near that hook. It's very, very dangerous. But why? What's wrong? It's such a juicy, nice, fat worm. And ni'mat al-khair mutarakaba, which we did not imagine. It has come to us, yeah. We didn't have to go and look for it. It has come to us, yeah. And it's here for us to enjoy. Say, you don't know, my darling little fish. You are still very young. You are immature. You haven't got experience. You don't know. The worm is nice and fat and juicy, and it's very appealing. But inside there is a hook which is very sharp. And without you knowing, when you will bite on there and you will get hooked, then you will be destroyed. So they say that, what will be the destruction? The destruction is that hook is joined with a line which you cannot see, and it's with somebody who is out of the water. He's standing on the on the land outside, and he's feeling all the time, and he's got a little dopperki to see that when it shakes, or when he feels the line is shaking, that there is a bite here. And then suddenly he just pulls it, and then you get hooked on. And then he will pull you out. And he has come for fishing with his friends, 5-6 friends of theirs. They've come for the weekend. They've got their gas stove, whatever. They've got their masalas, everything. When you get hooked, he will give you time to play in the water. He will play with you, but eventually he's going to pull you out. And when he pulls you out, then he's going to gouge out your eyes. He's going to cut you in the middle. He's going to take out all your intestines and everything. They've come with the dogs and cats also. The intestines and all that, the eyes, they will throw to the dogs and the cats. And then they will cut you up into pieces. And then they will put masalas on you. All the strong, strong masalas. And then they will light the fire. They will put oil in there. And when the oil is sizzling hot, then they will put, piece by piece, they will put you in that sizzling hot oil. After that, each one of them have got so many teeth in their mouth. And all different types, sharp teeth. Teeth like the molars, which crush things, etc. All the different. They got two jaws in their mouth. They will take you piece by piece and put you in their mouth. And then they will eat you. And after that, you will come out from a place which I can't even describe. And with what smells you will come out. And with what sounds you will come out. All this, so the fish gets a bit worried now. That if this is the case, then something to worry. But it's a university type fish. We don't just accept what you say. We experiment first. So they go and experiment. And they look for the man, and they don't find him anywhere in the water. And they know from their studies that there is no life out of water, because they got limited. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are totally unmindful of the akhirah. For them, there is only life here in the water. For us, there is only life in the world. That in the qabr, how can there be life? It's completely closed. No oxygen goes there. No services there. So there can't be life there. So we think there's no life there. That was one of the hardest things the kuffar of Makkah could not understand. That the bone that has been finished, how can Allah bring that bone back to life again? How will there be resurrection? How can there be life? So they say there can't be life out of water. And if they only in water, and they deny everything. So finally, when the fisherman gives the fish it's enough time and pulls it out now, then for itself, with its own eyes, it will see everything exactly as it was told now. Now it has been brought out, now the eyes have been gouged out, now you make tawbah, istighfar, etc. All that is not going to help now. Just like that is our life in this dunya also. And we have been informed by Sayyidul Anbiya, Sadiqul Masduq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been informed by the Quran Sharif, a kitab which every letter of it has been proven. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقَّ. Everything will be proven to man that 100% the Quran Sharif is 100% true. So that we have to bring iman on. And there is life in the qabr. There is life in the akhirah. So this we إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This iman that we have to have. إِلَّا الْعَامِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And just the iman alone is not enough. Iman is the most important. The most important is the iman, and that has to be in the heart. And then all the amali saliha must also follow. And in amali saliha, the most important is namaz. That we have to work on our namaz. And we have to see that we perform our namazes correctly and on time. Ulama have written to this extent that if a person is drowning and he gets a raft on which he can save himself, and now he's in that condition where there is a storm, he's going to be drowning, and the time of namaz comes in, at that time for him to perform his namaz first is farz. So important. And today our namazes, for small, not even at the excuses, we just miss our namazes. And if we do make namaz, what kind of namaz are we making? So these are things that we have to work upon. So this reality of this iman has to come into us. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. The tawasi bilhaq. Tawasi is one word that is wasiyat. You make wasiyat. And the same, another word is used for a similar aspect, nasihat. You give advice. Advice is normally a person gives to a person like in his lifetime. But wasiyat is like after I die. Then also you must carry on with this, you must do this. And normally people pay more attention to wasiyat than to nasihat. So Allah Ta'ala used the word tawasaw. That the wasiyat bil haq, that you must speak the truth, that under all circumstances, to invite towards the truth. And today, as was explained in both the Ash'ar and the Kitab also, that all the haq, that what is around, who of us today promotes the haq? And we ourselves get involved in the batil. All the evil things that are taking place, the environment that has been made is an environment of evil, environment of su, environment of all wrong. And we ourselves, like when a child is born, all the parties and the things that are given, after that when the child grows up, all the different stages, but all, in most cases it is all upon batil, upon wrong. The child, the games the child plays, the children, they are not satisfied with a toy phone. They want the real phone. And they learn to play, to use it also. It's unimaginable how they come to know about all these things. And then when they start going to school, and all the things that in school that are being taught right from a young age, all this evil, yeah. So all that we are the commanded that we must seek to the truth and to the right. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And for that, you cannot do that without sabr. And you, in sabr, all the odds will be against you. But you must remain firm on it. That is what is sabr. Istiqamat. الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ فَوْقَ أَلْفَ كَرَامَةً. That istiqamat is better than 1,000 karamats. That in spite of all the evil that is taking place, you maintain and you stay on the haq. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the surah, we read it often, but let us reflect upon it and worry about bringing the reality of it. Not just to talk about it, not just to think about it, but to bring the reality. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and accept us for His true deen, inshallah.